Choice Tunes, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2pm, with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and we know what it's all about. I get a special guest in, we find out all about their life and the music that's had the influence on their life. And it's my pleasure to, this afternoon, to introduce somebody that a lot of you will know. You will have heard him on air here at Yarra Valley, but how did he get here and what's his life been all about? And he has other interests and a business, so we're going to find all about that. But it's my pleasure to introduce Jim Withers. Welcome, Jim.
Good afternoon, Alan. Good afternoon, Yarra Valley listeners.
And that's my mobile going off in the background. So
mine's on silent.
Can't find Jim there. Mine should have been too. Jim, look, we know that you present the Drive show every second Tuesday night here on Yarra Valley, but there's a lot more about Jim. So, first of all, Jim, where were you born?
I was born in Sandringham Hospital in 1964. So I'm a Holden E.H.
yeah, that's right, yeah. And as long as you've kept in better nick than they are, because there's some wrecks of them around.
For sure. It wasn't long after Sandringham Hospital was opened, and I was among the first to be born there. Yeah. And the maternity section is no longer there here.
No worries. So how long, like, did you live in Sandringham all your life?
No, my grandparents lived in that area, Bo Morris. Mum and Dad, they bought a house in Templestowe.
Oh, right.
Where I spent the first 6 years of my life. And 1966, a sister came along. And 1968, another sister came along. Dad was a motor mechanic and owned some petrol stations, Mobil and Ampol, and had a tow truck. Parker Street, Templestowe. Yeah.
All right, so we don't talk about school. We don't worry about school because everyone went to school. So what was your first part-time job? Was it working? Like, you could have still been at school or whatever. Was it working one of your dad's servos?
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Sort of sales reps had come round and they'd sort of chat to them. But I was just a young kid there taking it all in. But in later life, as sort of helped out during school holidays and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
So then, Jim, what was your first full-time job?
Leaving school in 1980. But we probably want to go back a little bit. Back in 1969, my dad and mum took 6 months off work. Yep. And we travelled around Australia. I was as a four-year-old. Well, I still remember a fair bit of it.
That'd be a good trip.
Yeah, not so many sealed roads back then, but around the outside Highway 1 through New South Wales and Queensland in a Bedford bus. Yeah, fitted out into a camper, and Dad drove that to Darwin. Yeah. Where we stayed for 6 months in 1969.
How long did the whole trip take?
Roughly 9 months. The money didn't run out, and Mama had found work in Darwin, working by night in a restaurant. Yeah, and Dad had found work during the day as a Land Rover mechanic. And Land Rover mechanics were in such high demand that they wouldn't let them go out to the spare parts dealer to buy the spare parts for the repair for fear of being offered a better, higher paying job elsewhere.
All right. So when you got back, you've been through school, so what was your first full-time job?
Working with my dad in the family business. That was 1980.
Right, so how long were you in the family business?
For 15 years.
Right, yeah. And then what did you do after that, Jim?
Then my dad got remarried. Right. And the new wife decided it was time for me to go out and do my own thing. And yep. I worked for another spare parts company in Dandenong for about 6 months.
Yep.
Then that came to an end, and I decided I can be my own boss. I'm going to establish my own business from home.
So you've been in your JW Classics
since 1995, sort of.
So how old were you when you went out in business?
That would have been 31, and they say in your 30s is the ideal time to start your own business.
Jim, I just want to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. I want to talk more about that. Ralph Harris, Jake the Pig.
He was my first concert experience.
Right.
I was a 4 year old. In Darwin, I remember him at the amphitheatre there, and I was, as a 4 year old, I was very fascinated about Rolf's friend who had the three legs.
All right, let's play that.
I'm Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with my extra leg, diddle diddle diddle. Go through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with his extra leg, diddle diddle diddle. The day that I was born, oh boy, my father nearly died. He couldn't get my nappies on no matter how he tried. 'Cause I was born with an extra leg, and since that day begun, I had to learn to stand on my own 3 feet. Believe me, that's no fun. I'm Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with my extra leg, diddle diddle diddle. Wherever I go, through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with this extra leg, diddle diddle diddle. I had a dreadful childhood, really. I suppose I shouldn't moan. Each time they had a three-legged race, I won it on me own. And also I got popular when came the time for cricket. They used to roll my trousers up and use me for the wickets. I'm Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with my extra leg, diddle diddle diddle. Wherever I go, through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with the extra leg, diddle diddle. I was a dreadful scholar. I found all the lessons hard. The only thing I knew for sure was 3 feet make a yard. To count to 10, I used me fingers if I needed more. By getting my shoes and socks off, I could count to 24. I'm Jake the...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24,
225. I'm Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with my extra leg, diddle diddle diddle. Whatever I did, they said was false. They said quick march, I did a quick waltz. Then they shouted at me, put your best foot forward. But which foot? I said it's very fine for you. You only got a choice of two. But me, I'm Jake the Pig, diddle diddle diddle, with the extra leg. Diddle diddle diddle.
Now, Jim, I've got to ask you why at a 31-year-old, with the commitments that 31-year-old people have, what made you decide, first of all, to go out in your own business? I know you'd seen your dad in it. Was it that or what?
I guess it was sort of motivation to try something new. When you're kind of an employee, you're kind of stuck between the customer and your management. Yep. And it's hard to please both. Yep. at times. But when you're your own boss, you can make decisions. And if something goes wrong, you've got nobody else to blame but yourself, and you just have to accept it. Yeah.
So what made you decide, first of all, to go into classic cars? And secondly, I know they're mainly English, Wolseley and those sorts, aren't they? What made you choose English cars?
I guess it's what I'd grown up with, what I was familiar with. Had a first car was a Hillman Hunter.
Right.
Got my licence in 1983. Yep. And had that for a couple of years until had a bit of a unfortunate incident with a Valiant that crossed my path just outside of Channel 10 on Springvale Road.
Right.
on the way to work in Blackburn. Yeah. Yep. And then got a Hillman Superminx and Humber Vogue and a Wolseley and a Rover. And I told my dad I wanted a good car by the time I was 21. Yep. But I had to wait until around 1989 when I must have been 20, 25 or so. And he got me a Rover SD1.
Oh, yep. Yeah. So because of your experience in those cars, that's what made you decide to import parts for those cars, is it?
For sure, yes. You stick to what you know, sort of last century's technology. Yep. And I go back to the 1930s. Yep. And sort of stop around 1980 when a lot of cars became electronic.
Electronics, yeah. All right. Wall of Voodoo, Mexican radio.
I've always had a bit of a fascination with radio, and back in the 70s and the 80s, I'd quite often listen to shortwave radio. I didn't want to be fed a diet of what mainstream radio sort of locally wanted you to listen to.
Yep.
And I'll stretch my boundaries and listen to the BBC on a shortwave from England, and hear the music that they were playing a couple of weeks or a couple of months before it got released in Australia and made the charts here.
All right, let's play it. Now, you mentioned radio, Jim, so let's go down that track a little bit. You said that you love listening to radio. First of all, what made you think that, hey, I'd like to do a show on radio? And secondly, why did you pick Yarra Valley FM?
Back in the early 80s, maybe 1982, 1983, I became a bit friendly with some of the presenters at Triple R and occasionally guests on their show. But I didn't have the time for my own show and I sort of let it slip a little bit. But I did like to the challenge of driving somewhere and working out, if you happen to be in Sydney, see if you can tune in your AM radio at night to a station from Melbourne.
Yep.
or vice versa. And yep. just how far is that signal going to travel? And I remember being in New Zealand and listening to ABC radio in New Zealand from Melbourne. And
so what made you decide that you'd like to present a show?
About 2010, I had got friendly with some people at the radio station in Box Hill, and they invited me as a guest, and I thought, this is easy enough. I'd like to get involved somewhere, and I thought, well, Box Hill or the one at Croydon or the one at Emerald, and I happened to be listening to Loretta on a Monday afternoon.
Yep.
Thinking, Yarra Valley, I like the sound of that. That sounds like a country commercial station from the 1980s.
Yep.
And the Freedom. And I decided, well, I got along to Trivia Night that we have had at Wandon.
Yep.
And I thought, I won't know anybody there, but I'll see how it goes. And I happened to be seated on a table, and I did know someone there. I happened to know Mark from previous Mark, who does Sunday
mornings.
Yep. Mark Riddell. And Tuesdays. And I thought, well, he knows his stuff. If the organisation's good enough for him, I'll give it a go. And I did the training course in 2010, and in the early days, you're all enthusiastic and can't get enough of it. If you're asked to do a fill-in, you drop what you're doing and come on down.
But so you've been here about 12 years?
Correct, yeah. Don't do quite as many fill-ins these days. The virtual DJ takes care of things when somebody can't be here. But I passionate about the music, and do what I can when I can.
Right, status quo, rocking all over the world.
Yeah.
How's that in there?
I've been lucky enough to travel a little bit. To been to 17 countries.
Sure,
and most of it all work-related. If you do a little bit of work here and there,
yep.
you travel is tax-deductible.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'd go to car shows and swap meets and go and visit suppliers and exhibitions and things like that. And in 2006... I happened to be a car show in South Africa, and I saw that Status Quo were playing at a concert venue that night. And I thought, oh, if there's tickets to that show in Johannesburg, I'll go.
And so you did.
Yeah, and while the white people are maybe only 15% of the population in South Africa, they made up about 95% of the audience that night in 2006. And that was my first time seeing Status Quo.
Righto, let's listen to it. Back to Choice Tunes, and I have with me Jim Withers, who, as a lot of you will know, he does the every second Tuesday night, he does the drive show on Yarra Valley FM and has done for quite a number of years. Jim, I often ask people what their first car was, but you've already explained to us what your car, the range of cars you've had. Out of all the cars you've had, and including, I guess, your latest car, whatever you're driving, what was been the best car that you've enjoyed the most?
Oh, I guess the adventures that I've had with my first car, sort of like first love. The Hillman Hunter was fitted with an overdrive unit and a few go-fast accessories like that, and it served me well for the first couple of years. Now I've got a Ford Falcon station wagon and a Ford Territory diesel. The Falcon's on the gas, and I've got a Toyota Hiace, which is gas and petrol.
You've got plenty of cars.
Yeah, three cars. One of them's always giving trouble, but if one doesn't work or one's out of fuel, you've got the choice of the other
two. Yeah. Jim, also, I believe in your business, because I was talking to you one day about this, you had some little Hillman cars or something, didn't you do deliveries with?
Yeah, Hillman vans, which the fairly few in between, but my dad managed to own three out of the four that we thought were imported into Australia, and they were delivery cars in the early 70s, taking parts to workshops and customers around town.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Real life, Send Me an Angel.
Yeah, that one. This song goes back to 1983, and I happened to see this band in a pub in the Ferntree Gully, and sort of got a bit of a friendship going with them, and I'd see them quite often, maybe once a week, every now and then, and they had this single, and they played it live to an audience in San Remo of about 20 paying customers, and I was the only one on the dance floor when they came back from their encore and played this song. So I've got a bit of a connection to it. Yeah. I say I was the first person to dance to this song when they played it live.
Sounds good. Let's listen to it. Now, Jim, they're cut off pretty quick. Jim, you've basically really worked for yourself quite a lot of your life between working for your dad and working for yourself. But if I said to you today, Jim, don't worry about qualifications, don't worry about where it is in the world, is there any job you'd like to have? Just really like to have?
I guess being passionate for radio, you can, us in community radio, doing it as volunteers, we can appreciate those that get paid for it. But we've also got our freedom to do what we want.
Yeah, which they don't.
We'd rather be paid to do what somebody else wants you to do.
So if your choice was, like if you hadn't started the car business and all that, if you could have any job, you'd like to be a full-time radio presenter?
I don't know that I've got the talent of Neil Mitchell or John Laws or someone like that. And I have done a little bit of talk radio here. I started off Thursday breakfast, and then I moved to Thursday morning, and I remember the school's in program, and you put a bit of effort into it, and you can make it entertaining. And I did an Anzac Day sort of morning here, and I've tried evenings, I've tried it afternoons, I've tried weekends, admiring those people that get paid to work in radio is good, but having the freedom to do your own thing here within limitations is also a good thing.
All right. Well, it's Tim Finn, Through the Years.
That's what I called my Thursday morning show when I was 9 till 12 here on Yarra Valley FM about 10 years ago.
Righto. Let's listen to it. Now, Jim, we've sort of raced through your teenage years a bit, but were you in sport at all?
I played local underage cricket for Menzies Creek and underage football for Menzies Creek. And then when that team folded because not enough players, moved to Upway and played senior football and in what was then the Yarra Valley Mountain District Football League here.
Did you get to play in any grand finals?
No, in a cricket grand final. You know, coming back to cricket, had to wait until I was about 28 before I played in a final and a winning grand final, and it was worth the wait. But with local football, the team that I played for, Upway, we had a famous Collingwood player, Twiggy Dunn, spent a couple of years there.
The Saints, the music goes round my head. Why that one?
I admire those people with a bit of knowledge, like the guru, Rob Jordan, pull out a bit of trivia and knew a little bit about this and that without being a know-all, could give you some detail and some history behind the song. And while I'll never be as good as those sort of people, I can aspire and admire them.
Sounds good. All right, let's play it.
Thank you.
instrumental as anything, rock and roll music. Why is that in there?
Because we grew up in the rock and roll era. Started with Bill Haley and the Comets, and it's still just...
Johnny O'Keefe?
Yeah, just the easy beats, Dragon, Skyhook, Sherbet, all those great Aussie bands, and they're still just as good today as they were back then.
Let's play. Just let me hear some of that rock. Just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 and then between 6 and 8 and I'll be playing rock and roll music. Jim, it's been fabulous having you along to hear a bit about your life, and, of course, when the listeners listen to you, they'll know just a bit about you. So thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, when I'm on air here, I call myself Sonny Jim, but I'm Jim Withers, but I'll answer to anything. There was another Jim who was here when I started, so I thought, yeah, let's go with Sonny Jim, because that's my outlook on life. Glass half full rather than half empty.
Sounds good.
If it's raining and cloudy today, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Right, see you again sometime, Greg Champion.
Yep, this song is how I usually end my drive show, and it fits. See you again sometime. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Time.